Child Views. Testimony. I love Heavenly Father and Jesus. I know that they are real. I know that the Book of Mormon is true, and I try to read it every day. I know that President Hinckley is a prophet, and he wouldn't have us to do or believe anything bad. I am trying to understand all I can so that I will be ready for my baptism. Sarah Ann Henretti, age 7, Copley, Ohio. Keeping the Sabbath day holy. I was invited to a swimming birthday party. I was really excited until I read on the invitation that the party was on Sunday. My mom and dad said to think and pray about it, so I did. I called and told my friend that I couldn't come, and instead I went to church. I felt good inside for keeping the Sabbath day holy. Brittany Good, age 8, La Grande, Oregon. Jessica's Prayer. Sometimes when I'm afraid at night, I pray, but I never prayed as hard as when Hurricane Fran passed through Wendell, North Carolina, where my family was living. On Thursday, September the 5th, 1996, I was at school. A voice on the loudspeaker said we should all go home and stay inside because there was going to be a hurricane. When I got home, we gathered some food and water, and that night we brought blankets into the hall. At about 9 o'clock, the wind started blowing hard. I could hear the rain really loud. There was a whistling sound going up the chimney. The storm was pounding on our house. I was really scared. I was in the hall bathroom. Everyone else was in the hall. I decided to pray. I said, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, please help us. Please help us. I'm so scared. The next morning, we went outside. There were tree branches in our yard. There were shingles that had come off the roof. We had no power. We went around the neighborhood. Many trees had fallen, but our home was okay, and everyone was safe. Heavenly Father had answered my prayer. Jessica Lynn Bernard, age 12, Wendell, North Carolina. Turn no one away. One day during morning playtime at school, my friends and I were practicing for our school sports day. I was taking part in the 80-meter sprint. All of a sudden, a little girl came marching up to me. "Can I play with you?" she asked. I wanted to say, "You're a bit small," but she looked kind of lonely, so I said, "Okay, then." My friends gave me a weird look, but I remembered that Jesus did not turn anyone away. I started to feel good inside, and do you know, I enjoyed that playtime very much. So did my friends. Lila Robinson, age 10, Heden, East Yorkshire, England. End of Child Views.